As I was on vacation last week, Brownie ran across this. There was a national story on eating fish and the benefits of eating fish. It happened to catch Brownie's eye. Brownie, of course, our beloved producer around here. And he noticed that the in the story was a physician who is living here in Sioux Falls, who was quoted in the story. He's joining us this morning. Dr. William Harris is here. He's with the, he's professor of medicine at the Sanford School of Medicine at the USD Center here in Sioux Falls. He joins us in studio this morning. Dr. Harris, how are you doing?
Doing well, great. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for coming in. Let's talk a little bit about eating fish and fish oil, because a lot of people are talking about that right now. What are the benefits?
A lot of benefits of fish oil for particularly Americans who don't get enough of the omega-3 fatty acids, which are some of the components, unique components of fish oils. So we really advocate that people are eating particularly what we call oily fish. That's not deep fat fried catfish either. That's not
right.
The kind of oil we're talking about.
Right.
It's the salmon, the mackerel, the herring, the tuna. Those are the ones that naturally have the omega-3s, high levels of them.
Now, what are the benefits to us in terms of, the thrust of this story was there may be some new benefits in terms of aging if we routinely eat fish.
Yeah. The fish story started really with heart disease, not so much brain disease, or aging. So it started with studies back in the 70s in Greenland, where Eskimos were studied, and these Eskimos were eating really high fat. I mean, only animals, of course, what they killed. Very high fat, high cholesterol diets, but they didn't have heart attacks at all. It was a real anomaly back in those days, and they finally discovered, well, maybe it's the omega-3s that are in their diet, nobody else's, that's protecting them. And that started the whole ball rolling. And so I've been in that area of research for 30 years now.
So as we talk about this latest research and the brain, what are the benefits there then from regularly eating fish?
Well, there's an old saw that says fish is brain food. And I still haven't figured out where that came from. But it's been around a long time. I think that's what mothers used to say to their kids to make them eat the stuff or take cod liver oil, which was another story. So what's showing up is people started looking at older populations, and they looked at the incidence of dementia or Alzheimer's disease in these populations, and then they started linking it with diet, looking for some dietary connection. And the thing that popped out was fish. Higher intake of fish seemed to be associated with less dementia. And then people started drilling down into that, and that's some of the research that we're going to talk about today.
So, and as we talked then about eating fish, how often should I make fish a part of my diet?
Twice a week, if you can. Hey, that's the recommendation, American Heart Association, places like that.
And what's the best way, in terms of, you were saying, we're not talking about deep fat fry, we're not talking about breaded fish and so on. Baked fish, I've got to imagine, be preferable.
Sure, baked, broiled. It's really not so much how it's prepared. It's the kind of fish it is, because some fish have, like cod, or very white fish, they have a lot of oil in them, but it's all in their liver, which is why we get cod liver oil.
Right.
They don't have it in the muscle. Salmon has it in the muscle, and that's so much as what we eat.
So how do I know if I'm getting enough of the omega-3 and eating enough fish?
Well, good question. Some years ago, now 10 years ago, developed a blood test for omega-3 levels in the blood, very much like a cholesterol test for the blood. If you have a high cholesterol, we know it's a bad thing, and you want to do something to lower your cholesterol. We have an omega-3 test we call the omega-3 index that we offer through our company and our laboratory, and that tells you if your omega-3 is too low. If it's too low, then what do? You either take fish oil supplements or you eat more fish.
So if I'm taking supplements, maybe walk me through that a little bit, because there is, are those beneficial, and what should I be looking for in supplements?
In supplements, you want to be looking for, first of all, there's two acronyms. One is EPA and DHA, and those are the two omega-3 fatty acids that are in fish oils. So you want to look for those on the label of your omega-3 product, because there's also a plant omega-3 that doesn't come from fish. That's kind of a cheap imitation, in my view. But some companies are happy to blur that distinction. So you want to see, if you're taking an omega-3 product, you want to have EPA and DHA, and you want to try and get around a half a gram, 500 milligrams to 1,000 milligrams a day of the EPA and DHA. These fish oil pills, a standard fish oil pill will say it's 1,000 milligram pill on the label. That means it's 1,000 milligrams of fish oil. Okay, that doesn't mean it's 1,000 milligrams of EPA and of the omega-3s. It's right. Usually only about 30% omega-3. But you can pay more and get more concentrated so that some pill that's got 1,000 milligrams of fish oil might have 600 milligrams of EPA and DHA. That's a better product.
So it certainly would be an option for those who don't like fish, I guess.
If you don't like fish, and that's sadly, that's in this part of the world, that's quite common.
Now, again, when we talk about selecting fish, what kind of fish should we be looking for that are best for us?
I think the classic is really salmon. Whether it's wild caught or farmed, they both have a high amount of omega-3 in them per serving. A 2-ounce serving gives you about a gram of 1,000 milligrams of omega-3. So it's a good source of omega-3. Beyond that, sardines are fantastic, but again, that starts to get pretty fishy. Herring, mackerel, those are a little dicey. You got to develop a taste for those, I think. Albacore tuna, white tuna, that is higher omega-3 than the chunk light tuna. It's more expensive, but it's a higher quality fish. So those are really some of the easiest. Oysters are pretty good in omega-3. But shrimp is not. Standard white fish, cod is not. Perch, most lake fish are not very high in omega-3. They're not bad for you. They're better than eating a hot dog, okay?
Sure.
But, you know, it's not a great...
No, we're talking about, really, we're talking about deep sea fish. We're talking about ocean fish for the most part.
Cold water deep sea fish for all right. The best kind.
Well, Dr. William Harris has been our guest again. He is a professor of medicine at the Sanford School of Medicine. Thanks so much for dropping by this morning. It's nice to have a chance to meet you.
Enjoyed it. Thank you very much.
It